Abner will have to become a day of reckoning as to what happened here.
With billions spent in just the most recent part of Metro's 40-year history, following a deadly 2009 Red Line crash, and little to show the public for it on the rails, before a train filled with smoke near L'Enfant Plaza 2 years ago next month, exposing faulty work and continually ignored safety threats.
Carol Glover died on the floor of a Metro car after a 5-year period of fixing this place. And that's an unacceptable end.
D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans chairs the Metro board. Nearly half of Metro's track inspection department was just disciplined for faking inspection reports. Radio transmissions are getting better, but still don't always go through. And there can be regional tugs of war over things like Evans' call for billions more funding.
We're not even close to fixing this thing.
And the recent vote to cut hours starting next summer, with a promise of more maintenance and inspection.
When you have ties crumbling underneath you.
General Manager Paul Wiedefeld said in a round-the-clock work zone this summer, just before a train derailed a few hundred feet away for that very reason.
This has been pushed off as long as it can be pushed off.
Wiedefeld hopes if Metro actually runs on schedule with fewer smoke incidents, railcar problems, and other delays, riders will come back.
You get more frustrated when we say we're going to do something and we can't deliver.
He's proposed longer waits for trains and higher fares.
This is a death spiral. We don't agree with it.
Jackie Jeter leads Metro's largest union and says Metro's still lacking a long-promised safety culture. Federal oversight has shown at least some workers don't know what they're doing.
And we've done this over and over again. We've looked at operations. We've found people that don't know what speed limits are.
Federal Railroad Administration Chief Safety Officer Bob Laube is a federal appointee to the Metro Board and says oversight can only do so much.
They can call the balls and strikes. They can tell you if you're safe or you're out. But the people on the field have to play the game.
There's been a culture here over decades that has evolved. And I'm not going to turn it around in months.
But Wiedefeld hopes he can in years.
We have a system that we're not very proud of, and I think that's a disgrace.
Max Smith, WTOP News.